This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Dukes and Bell, presented by Finley Roofing.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We've been talking about our Falcons today, and for various reasons. They made some moves, and Mike, we need to go over some of the things that the Falcons did today. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First thing they did was they made a move at quarterback, Mike. Emory Jones, right? He gone.
Yeah, it's an injury release because of the concussion. So he'll get an injury settlement. There's a formula for that. So he'll make a little bit of loot, but he gone. And now you're looking at bringing in another body, Ben DiNucci, who I guess probably most famously was a backup at the Cowboys for a minute.
Yeah.
And then has bounced around the league subsequently. Also DJ Shark, who we said never really distinguished himself, for lack of a better word. Never saw him do anything. You know, we kind of had high hopes, but there's a reason he's become a journeyman. You know, the 6'3 and the 4'3 speed just don't show anymore. Boom. So now the question I have for you guys, do you keep Easton Stick on the active roster in case you trade Cousins between now and, I guess, what, first week of November is a trade deadline? Cousins has starting experience, albeit, you know, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick this year, last year for the Chargers, the LA Chargers. What would you do? You want to take a roster spot away from somebody? Because if you put him on practice squad, somebody can just grab him.
Yeah, I think they carried 3 last year. I think they'll do that again, obviously. The Browns, Big O just told me the Browns, Kevin Stefanski said they're keeping all 4 quarterbacks on the active roster.
How about that?
So, you know, for all the conversation about who's going to start and how they're going to handle this, so that means Shador, Dylan, Kenny Pickett, and obviously who's starting there? Flacco is all right. They're all going to be on the roster, which is just weird, guys. When you talk about these limited roster spots, you may need another linebacker, safety. You got to maneuver that. Now, they can still make moves, but that's just unusual to start the season. Mike, it's a really good question, and I'm not sure. But the Falcons also picked up another edge rusher today. Why?
Yeah, well, this gets back to – I'm sorry. Now you're going to trigger some people. This gets back to what's going on as far as the depth chart and Jalen Walker. And I know Bo will have his chance to retort on the morning shift coming up. But, they did pick up another edge rusher. Again, journeyman as well. But this is perhaps a body because maybe Jalen Walker won't be able to participate. I don't know. The only rest for the groin injury, as you would say, is rest. That's
rest.
It.
Yeah, right, or ice up, right? I got to say this. Now, this comes from one of our loyal listeners, and he points out for Mr. Yo, this about Jalen Walker. Now, I haven't even pointed this out because I told you today from the jump that this has like become my number one concern. We got our first round draft pick that I've not just seen enough of to tell you he's going to be a difference maker or not. I feel very comfortable telling you I feel good about what I've seen from James Pierce Jr. I'm not going to tell you he's going to have 15 sacks, but I do feel good about the reps he's gotten, Mike. And he even played in the second half of this game on Friday night, which was unusual and weird. But Ross said, hey, we had guys out. We got him in there. He's in elite shape. Mr. Yo says Jalen Walker, in his opinion, has not recovered from whatever he was ailing from at the end of the college football season. And he brings up a very good point. Now, I hadn't really thought about this because I want to give guys the benefit of the doubt. You get through, you know, the draft, and Mike, you got time to get right before camp starts. But remember, did he participate in the combine?
No.
Did he participate in the pro day?
No, he didn't.
Similar issues. Now, I don't know if this is the case. I can't speak on that because I would be telling you I'm completely out of pocket to say that is the same injury. But, Mike, those things affected the end of his tenure at Georgia leading into him being drafted. It didn't stop him from being drafted because the tape doesn't lie. And you said something to me I want you to share with our listeners. When we talk about Jalen Walker, he has been the consistency of a guy that's been durable.
Right. He only missed one game his entire career at Athens playing for the Bulldogs. So this isn't like, you know, he's a guy that's had nagging. Remember, Mykal Williams was a guy that was kind of dealing with more nagging injuries earlier last year for Georgia and still was able to execute. And Jalen obviously was kicking butt. We talked about him beating up those Texas linemen that eventually one got drafted ahead of him, ironically, in the NFL draft. But he did have a quad strain that kept him out of the pro day. Guys, we're not trying to turn this into a federal case. We're just telling you where it's at. You know, when you're missing time, you're a little bit behind the eight ball. He hasn't had a chance to get. Remember, he was listed the first team edge rusher OLB when the camp opened.
Right.
And unfortunately, because of the injuries, hasn't been able to get, say, for maybe two or three days, those reps. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a rock star this year for the Falcons. Just means it's going to be a slower start. That's all we're saying. But for some, it's a bit concerning because he is part of this new look defense that we need to go kick some butt. Now, we're excited about Pierce Jr. We know what we have with Leonard Floyd. Ebiketie, I think, through the other additions we've added, has popped and looked better. But, you know, who wouldn't be disappointed as a Falcon fan if Jalen Walker can't start against the Bucs? Put it that way.
Me?
Right?
Me? I've waited all offseason.
So, again, that's all we're saying. Maybe he will get through it. He's got to have access to treatment and maybe
incredible fine. Treatment.
Thank you. The most luxurious treatment,
incredible.
The best treatment
ever,
in the world.
Ever.
Super treatment.
Ever.
Treatment like you've never seen. Gold-plated treatment.
Because that's what's going to happen up there.
That's what it's going to get. So we're not trying to turn this into, as I said earlier, into a big deal, but it just...
It's a big deal.
It's disappointing for a guy that we all plugged in, you know, right now as a starting, you know, OLB / Gobi Micah Parsons might not be able to start the season.
It's a big deal.
I'm just trying to. I just want.
You're
those,
trying to temper the expectations. I'm not.
I want all those hate texts to go. Let the hate flow through you to Dukes.
That's, you got
to
go with the crew, Mike.
Put him up, C. Dukes. And then Day-Day.
Let the hate flow.
You got to go with the crew, Mike. You breaking bro code right now. Yeah. I put the tweet out there. No. You got to roll with us.
Thank you, Day-Day. No.
Day-Day throws out this explosive tweet, which has everybody talking, which, again, I had nothing to do with whatsoever.
You know
basically
what?
Pronouncing this man a buster.
Why are you running from this? Here's what's funny. Jimmy Woods says, Dukes and Bell, maybe the Falcons just don't know how to use Jalen Walker. Guys, you can't use him when he's not practicing.
Right.
You got to give Robert Saleh. You've got to get our defensive coordinator
Jeff Ulbrich,
the benefit of the doubt to say once he's completely healthy he's going to use him. Then this one from Manny Johnson,
bro. Y'all making this fuss about 11, man.
See, there you go. See, this, and Day-Day is making. See now,
hold on. This is what he said, Mike. Hold on. He says
this happened.
He says he's going to be a dog in due time.
Due time.
Hold on, wait. What's your
timeline on that due time?
I'm not done. Manny Johnson then says, it takes edge rushers more time. Also, Jeff has to use him at inside linebacker as well. He's not just an edge rusher. Manny, you're right.
Yeah, he's multiplicity with those roles.
But that's also part of the practicing and the reps.
Correct.
To understand his role and not be out there thinking too much. I'm not telling you you're wrong. But if you're telling me he's going to be our dog in due time, I don't have that kind of time. We drafted him in the first round because he was a dog.
Right. Well, meanwhile, we picked up, as I mentioned, journeyman. I want to give him this credit. Ronnie Perkins, Carl, former Oklahoma linebacker, third rounder, by the way, who didn't really turn out for the Patriots.
Is he here for depth?
Yes. He's bounced around. Broncos, Cardinals, the Birmingham Stallions, and now with us. So he's been a practice squad guy for the Cardinals last year. But that's a body we picked up as a linebacker. And now, again, if you want to read in something into that, you know, that perhaps it's going to be a prolonged absence from Jalen Walker. I just want to distance myself from this comment. Dukes and Bell 929, 2 hours ago from Day-Day, the instigator.
Would you stop?
Falcons have long waited for the day they draft a Georgia Bulldog.
He's not lying.
And Dukes and Bell discuss if Jalen Walker was the wrong one.
Is he
an explosive, clickbaiting.
Is he the right one?
Always controversial.
Frustrating for Jalen Walker.
Titillating.
Is he?
Tweet.
He's not lying.
I don't know what all we're saying is frustrating.
Oh, Jalen Walker.
Bum. I don't know what upsets me more. The fact that, you know, he put that out there, or they're still using that awful headshot of us from 2014 where we look like casino hosts in Atlantic City.
You know what? Who do we need to contact for that?
I've given up all help on this.
Because let me tell you guys something, seriously.
I mean, I've got more hair now. I've lost 30 pounds.
You do. You know? Here's the thing about this. I want to say maybe 6 months ago, maybe, Mike, they said to us, hey, we want you to go take some new headshots. Great. We can do it in the building.
Right.
So we went to our entertainment space in the back. There was a camera guy there. As soon as I walked in, it was a photo shoot. I'm like, man, how many pictures are you going to take? He's like, I need a few more. I said, this is great. We're going to get new headshots. And then that dude quit. So we never saw the headshots.
Yeah, and apparently he didn't send the photos to anybody in promotion before
am
he
I
left. That's why he was explained to me.
So literally, yeah. I was like, man, I called my wife. I said, hey, I just went through this like 45 shoot, this 45 photo shoot. None of these headshots have arrived. I haven't seen them, Mike. And the dude quit. So to your point, who do we need to contact to get new headshots?
I mean, again, this is a photo from 11 years. A lot has changed in our appearance in 11 years.
Well, I'm bald in that picture.
Right. I mean,
I used to shave. I mean, I'm not even bald anymore.
I had this jacked up tooth from rugby, which has now been a crown over here.
Wait a minute. You had a jacked up tooth in that picture?
I mean, it's a little, I mean, this doesn't match.
Only you knew that.
Well, I'm a perfectionist just like you, Carl. But anyway.
I didn't even know that.
Wanted to look better. Anyway.
Oren. So,
yeah.
Day-Day, who do we need to contact for new headshots? Yeah, we need to put this in. Mike has complained about this for 5 years.
Right, because if you got like the picture of us on your car, if your car has that capability on your computer, that's not what we look like.
That's not
it. Please refer to Dukes, Put 'Em Up, See Dukes, and Mike Bellytail for more recent photos of our appearance. Thank you for your patronage.
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you today, this is God honest truth. Literally, was like, hey, where's this new headshots?
Hey, by the way, here's a message. We got this on the, here we go, on the text line. This comes from Dennis, and he says, look, two things can be true. We have high expectations for Jalen Walker, but you can't evaluate him if he's not on the field.
Thank you.
We said it earlier. Yep, that's a fact. That's not hating. So, but you know, as I said earlier.
Did we get the right one?
You say it. You go up to the you're taking it too far. You take it to the antenna.
I'm asking.
You're taking it to the limit there, Tony Montana.
I'm asking.
Take it to the limit. I mean, you're just like, did we get the right dog? I don't know. Quite frankly, if I can't see him, I can't evaluate.
It's the truth.
Stephen A. Dukes.
I can't see him. What's the problem? I'm telling you the truth, man.
Right.
That's all. I hope he balls out.
Right.
I really do. But just like Mr. Yo said, like all these have been nagging, lingering issues.
Right. Yeah.
And then for Rod to say, quote, stand by, an abundance of caution.
Yeah. Which is used before on players we haven't seen on the field. So, and by the way, I mean, has D-Led grabbed a hold of this yet? Because, you know, he'll make this a federal case.
I don't know.
We go see Jalen Walker on the field this year. You know, because they'll put that out
this
there.
This year?
That's how D-Led do it.
Wait a minute.
D-Led, we're only right down here in the bubbling stage.
I'm talking about one game.
He's going to overflow like a homemade volcano for like for the school science fair.
I just want to see
Leah Legata later.
I just want to see him in week
one. I don't know. I hadn't seen him, Mike. And Kyle don't know what he can do.
So you know what, and D will say that too. He will say that. Hey, real quick, want to mention this. By the way, Chris has got the night show coming up, full four. Remember we got into that scuffle with the Titans?
Yeah.
Apparently, Cam Ward got into a scuffle with his own defensive tackle today, Jeffrey Simmons.
Oh, don't hit the quarterback in your practice neither, pal.
Tempers flared. The reports. Ward threw a touchdown pass to Calvin Ridley toward the end of practice. Went over to celebrate. The rookie quarterback stopped and gave Simmons a shove before doing his trademark. I didn't even know he had a trademark. Zombieland celebration in front of him.
Of course. Zombieland celebration.
Simmons reacted with a two-piece.
Oh.
To his face mask. And the offensive lineman came running in Ward's defense. So
Well, Simmons was the best defensive lineman in the league.
No, he is. He's a dog. But wasn't Simmons the guy that instigated our stuff?
He brusted in like the Kool-Aid, man. He was working out. I think it was him and Bergeron. But Bergeron coming over Neusel.
Okay. But anyway, so that happened at
practice. Could have been Lindstrom today. Either way, our guys responded immediately. Our quarterback's in the middle of it, forging this bond, and everybody loves him, and everybody's raving about him. We played the audio from Caden Ellis. We got that alpha dog, who you will not see against the Cowboys on Friday.
No, you're not.
You will see Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead. You will not see our quarterback in Jerry World.
No, you're not going to see him. You guys remember, I'm trying to think, you remember Cam Newton got into that fight at
right.
camp?
And drugged Josh Norman all the way across
Norman.
The field.
Yeah. Well, Josh Norman deserves it.
He did. But Cam got into that fight at Cam, and it was like, you gonna beat your own guy like that?
Who did Stephen Smith beat the crap out of? Remember, Steve Smith beats the snot out of somebody.
Wasn't
Carolina.
That in a game?
It was a practice. I thought it was a practice in Carolina back in the day. Remember that day? I mean, he jacked up a dude, man. I mean, like, bad. Like, people at practice going, oh, damn.
Ken Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas.
That's who it was?
Right.
You're telling me that team had some edge?
Yes. I love Steve Smith. I love that. It's the kind of guy you hate on the other team you'd love to have on your team.
Oh, yeah. I hated him. All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests. They're online at Odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Don't miss any of our segments. Don't miss any of our content, guys. It's there for you. And if you missed it, go back, listen, rewind, and subscribe today. Day-Day, great job. Executive producing, as always, my man Big O behind the glass. Chris has got you for the night show. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat!
Hey, I was arguing with Steve Coonan 2 weeks ago about accountability and a conflict of interest with ESPN with the new deal with the NFL Network. They're taking over their shows and programs, and the NFL is going to take 10% of ESPN. Roger Goodell can now lean on ESPN when it comes to content, like the Spike Lee documentary on Colin Kaepernick, which you're not going to see on ESPN. They cite some creative differences, Carl. Coinkadink? I don't think so.
While we were talking about Cam Newton, we'd be remiss to not mention he's going to get his number 2 retired by Auburn. The 4th player in Auburn football history to have his jersey retired. Pat Sullivan, Bo Jackson, Terry Beasley, and now Cam Newton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Event Mike is going to take place, ironically, on October 11th.
Oh.
During the Auburn-Georgia game.
That's egregious.
No, it's good, Cam. People will be watching.
Congratulations to Cam Newton. Mike brought this up last week as we were talking about the greatest college football seasons. He had a hell of a year that year.
Unbelievable.
Pretty impressive. Congrats, Cam. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't.
Your ex-girlfriend just put salt in your gas tank. All we're saying is frustrating for Jalen Walker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.